A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
We all met each other in London in 2001. Nathan had come over from Tennessee as part of a study abroad program and was looking to play music with fellow musicians in a kind of British sounding band. He liked that kind of band from back home. He grew up with Oasis and Blur.
A lot of British
and
stuff.
So we formed a band around then. We all wanted to write good music. It didn't happen at first. For a good year or two, we wrote very bad music. And then we finally got better and better, and by 2003 we got signed to our first deal, and then in 2005 we released our first album.
Kind of wanted to be a musician. When I was really young, I was really into kind of country music because I came from East Tennessee. So I was into that when I was really young. I used to wear, you know, cowboy boots, and I used to wear cowboy boots with shorts, which must have been a terrible look. But as I grew up and I got more into music, it was things like the Beach Boys and the Beatles, and I was always into music. I think it wasn't really until I was a teenager, though, that I picked up a guitar and thought I can write some songs. But I'm trying to think, maybe for a little short time I wanted to be in film and TV and so forth, but carrying lights is a pain in the ass.
First started to play guitar and bass guitar, I really, really loved bands like Nirvana, actually. Nirvana and early Green Day and a lot of American stuff, strangely enough. Whilst a lot of people around me were into British bands like the Stone Roses, I actually liked the whole grunge scene in America.
He liked American music, I liked British music.
Yeah, we did the little swap there. Yeah. Well, it's not a secret that we were searching hard for names. It was very hard to find a band name. We were searching and searching and searching and ended up coming across a history book, like a history encyclopedia, and we found the event and the name in there. And the name sounded good as a band name, and that was our main reason for choosing it. And the event happened to be really interesting.
Take me back. This is called My Home.
I see the first one being quite, it's called Exits. I see it being quite a youthful album, a bit more angsty, and it's progressively, I guess, mellowed a little bit more. And I think that's just purely because of us growing up. I mean, we wrote a lot of those songs when I was probably 20 years old. Adam was probably about 18 years mm-hmm. old. So, like, we were young, and now we're not as young. So I think we've mellowed a little bit. We recorded our third record called The Cold Still at Peter Gabriel's studio, mainly because the guy we worked with, the producer, Ethan Johns, lives near there. And he, well, I'm not sure if he still does, but for a long time, that's kind of where he made records. And so that's where he wanted to do it, and that's where we went. But it's a really nice, really nice place. It's kind of in the middle of the countryside in a small little village near Bath. And it's very peaceful, and we did it in May when it was just a kind of just end of spring, beginning of summer, and it was really idyllic.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Peter Gabriel actually hangs out around there. You can go into the kitchen and he's making a cup of tea and he'll make you a cup of tea. And one day he came in to see how the session was going, and he sat and he listened to our music. We were all in the background, kind of like that. Luckily, he really liked it, but yeah, it was a strange experience.
I'm not afraid. is irretrievable salvation. The only thing, the only thing you need.
Thank you.
We kind of all work on the arrangement, but I'll do the melody and a lot of times the chords, and then we kind of pick them apart and stuff like that. Mm. And I'll write the lyrics at the last possible minute, usually.
Nathan is nearly always the spark for a song. I always think that a singer has to believe in the words that he's singing, and I think that the source of the song being within the singer makes such a difference to how a song comes across to other people. And so we'll all sit there and listen to what kind of Nathan's doing and the spot that he comes up with, and we'll jump on it, and then we'll pick it apart, and then we'll kind of formulate it and arrange it. And it kind of works like that. We've done that. I was just going to say that our live show is actually a big part of who we are, and because of the internet and the way that music travels, there are so many people around the world that want to see a live concert that can't see us because we can't get to them. And so with releasing a live record, it gives the people that can't make a show for whatever reason in South America or in the Philippines or somewhere, it gives them the chance to experience the live show, which is, you know, a big part of who we are. It's something that we wanted to capture really well. Having done 4 albums, it's also nice to kind of capture a set of songs just straight away rather than kind of minutely analyse each individual part. So it was a nice change to do it.
I walk
For a long time, music—it was all about getting on the radio. And historically, for us, we haven't really been on the radio all that much. It wasn't until this last record that we started getting played. So we've always relied on other means, so TV shows and movies and video games to get out there. And it's kind of been our radio for many years. And it's also been in a large part how we've survived, because it kind of affords us the ability to continue making music. So it's been really important for us.
This is called Diamonds. Who's kissing off, man? Who's kissing off, man? Cause it feels so nice.